funny, Fallon, not only the way that people go out of their way to cover their tracks when they're cheating, but it's also funny how people will go out of their way to find out whether somebody is cheating. Mm-hmm. And I think you're going to hear that this morning on War of the Roses, because I'm talking to Christine, and we'll get to that part in a second. But first of all, hi, Christine. Thanks for being on the show. Christina, I'm sorry. Is it Christine or is it Christina?
It's Christina. Okay. I get that all the time, but okay. Yeah.
What happened with your husband, Robert, that made you say, oh, my God, I got to call Dave and Fallon and see if we can do War of the Roses? What happened?
So I was in the bathroom the other day. I found a pill on the ground when I was just, like, going towards the trash can. It was just right there next to the trash can. And I didn't know what kind of pill it was. I didn't recognize it. So I posted it on my IG story. But I blocked my husband so he couldn't see it because I was just curious from basically my girlfriends on what I wanted to, you know, what kind of input they had. So it was confirmed from one of my friends. They commented that it was an iron supplement. And because one of my girlfriends said it's the exact kind of iron supplement that she takes. And my husband doesn't take any vitamins or anything like that. So I confronted my husband, and he said it was most likely the pest control girl for spraying wasps. We recently had to have pest control because of this wasp situation, and yep. They wanted to go upstairs, and they had to go, like, all over the place. So he said that she came in to look into the crawl space and all over the house, so she must have just dropped it there. But then after that, I found chapstick in the couch. It was a Burt's Bees chapstick. And then I asked him about that too, because I don't use that kind of chapstick and I haven't seen that before and he doesn't. And he said it's probably been in there forever. And I was like, no, I just cleaned the cushions 2 weeks ago. So then that was the second situation that was a little bit funny. And then I also go to my sister's like 3 times a week because we're super close. My sister lives in Circle Pines. We live in Big Lake. And my husband and I have by my iPhone. And so he can always see where I am and he always knows how far away I am. And I was wondering if maybe he's having someone over when I'm at my sister's.
Okay, I'm going to stop you there for a second because that's a lot to absorb. Yeah. But I was going to say, it sounds like the suspicion is there's somebody been coming over to the house.
And that's the time frame when someone could come over.
Because the pill by the trash can, I don't know much about it, but I know that some women need iron supplements.
Okay.
And it's 99% a woman's pill, okay. Not yours, not his. Could it belong to the pest exterminator?
I mean, if she went to the bathroom quickly while she was there, maybe.
I mean, it could have fallen out of her pants pocket or whatever. Okay, who keeps a loose pill in their pants pocket? Maybe she does. I don't know. So then you look and you find the Burt's Bees in the couch. And you're like, this has not been here because you had just cleaned. And it's like, and he says, no, it's been there for a long time. So then you think that it's when you go to your sister's that he might be going, oh, look, I can see on the iPhone that Christina is over at her sister's house. I got plenty of time to have somebody come over, and then I'll even know when she's coming back home.
Yeah.
How far away is Circle Pines and Big Lake, would you say, to drive?
Well, it's about an hour away, so it's about 2 hours round trip, and then if I'm over there, you know, I'm going to be there for at least an hour.
Yeah.
So that gives him like 3 hours to do whatever he wants.
So you said it, you kind of laid a plan. What happened?
So basically, my sister and I kind of strategized on a plan. So we decided that I'd leave my phone at my sister's house. So, you know, if he checked, find my iPhone, I would be over there. And then I drove home to sneak up on him and to see. And so when I got home, he was asleep. So I hid under the stairs just in case, you know, someone was going to come over. But no one ever came over. So I was stuck under the stairs for 3 hours. I know. It's a little embarrassing. But, you know, I had this gut intuition. And, 3 hours. I had to pee so bad that whole time.
Can you imagine the shock? He's sitting there watching TV or making coffee. Here comes Christina popping out from underneath the stairs. You know what I was thinking, though?
Freaking Harry Potter up in there.
You must have parked down the street so he couldn't look out the front window and see your car in the driveway or in the garage. Did you go to the extra trouble to park down the street or down to the Quick Trip and walk to your house? What'd you do?
Oh, totally. Yes. Yeah, 100%. I had to walk all the way down the block after that. I parked all the way down the block so that he wouldn't see my car or anything, and he wouldn't hear my car driving up. And so once he finally left, I finally got out of the stairs, went to the bathroom, and had to walk all the way back to my car. And, you know, after waiting there for 3 hours, like, it's like none of that paid off. But I still have this gut feeling that he's up to something. There's just these little things, and
I get
it's just
it.
A little bit strange. You know what I mean?
What did your sister say about it? Because it sounds like you shared every suspicion. What does she say about it?
Yeah, she thinks that I should trust my intuition, and she doesn't think I'm crazy. I mean, you know, there's this thing with women. You know, we have this intuition, and we have this gut feeling, and it's just,
is that true,
you know,
Fallon? Do you think that's true?
Yep, I do. I think the same with, like, how we have, like, the built-in fear in us, like, to, like, heighten our senses and stuff. Like, when women are walking in a parking garage at night, you have that built-in fear. I think you have they always say there's, like, the woman's intuition, and it's there for a reason. Like, you have this feeling, and something's off. And, I mean, of course, sometimes it's wrong, but it's there for a reason.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? My sister's not a huge fan of Roberts anyway.
I was just going to ask you what she thinks of him.
So, you know, he's kind of on thin ice with her anyway. And she, you know, I don't know. I've kind of dismissed a lot of the things that she said in the past about him. But, you know, maybe his sketchiness or whatever she said about him in the past, maybe it's true. And maybe I just have to actually face the reality, but I'm looking for, like, hard evidence here, because I feel like I'm going crazy, and I know I'm not crazy, and I don't, you know, it feels horrible to have to go through all these extra efforts.
When you find yourself spying in your own house on your own husband by hiding under the stairs, then that's a real problem.
Yeah.
So if it's come to this point, you've definitely, you know, you got to get some help with War of the Roses. So we're not professionals, but we can call and find out who your husband wants to send roses to, if he could send roses to anyone. And we'll do that. We'll call him in a second. But in the meantime, before we make that phone call, you're listening to the show, call me or text me at KDWB1. That's our short code. And let me know, what do you think's going on? Do you think she's ridiculous for hiding under the stairs? Do you think any marriage is over the minute you have to hide under the stairs? I would say if you find yourself hiding under the stairs in your marriage or hiring a private detective to trail your wife or husband, there's a problem that you might not be able to recover from.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah, for sure.
Or call me at 651-989-KDWB. Maybe you can tell me the time that you also hired somebody or spied on somebody. Probably a lot has done it, at least driven by their apartment to see if anybody's in their driveway. 651-989-KDWB, part two. This relationship is messed up. There's a lot of people who agree on texting. It's like, if you have to go to this far to find out if they're cheating, you got a problem. If you're hiding under the stairs to spy on your husband.
Well, she did have some evidence. I mean, Christina did find a Burt's Bees chapstick in the couch. She knew it wasn't hers.
Yep.
She found an iron supplement in their bathroom, which he claims maybe came from the pest control gal who came in.
Which it could have.
It could have, but when you get the two things, then your mind starts going crazy.
Matthew, heading up our panel of experts this morning. Matthew, all the way from Monticello. Good morning, Matthew. What is your expert opinion this morning?
I don't know about expert. I ethically failed last week. So
people turned on you last week, Matt.
So here's the deal with this. I think there's more to the story. Do I think he's probably cheating and she's found enough stuff for it? Yes, of course. However, who takes a picture of a pill, blocks her husband on Instagram, and then asks everybody in the Instagram world, what kind of pill is this? When you simply could Google search it, it's almost like she was digging for someone to be like, oh my God, is he cheating? Is he doing this? What is he doing? Which will then tie her into going into everything else. So
I'll be honest, I don't know how to, I wouldn't know how to Google search a pill.
Can you Google image search a pill? I mean, you have to go through all of them. Like, is this one Klonopin?
Well, you could reverse Google search. You could reverse Google image search and maybe, but I think that would be a lot of steps, and I think it's unlikely.
One more from Buffalo. It's Brittany. Brittany, what do you think she should do? Does she have evidence here that he's cheating?
Hi. So I think she should definitely go with her intuition. Like Fallon was saying, I mean, like, we just have that built-in fear. And, I mean, even for men in a relationship, that intuition is there for a reason. And I have experience with that. It's like, you know, in this day and age where people aren't as open and honest, and there's so many different ways of cheating, you know, Snapchat and online dating. I mean, it's so available. So I think she should definitely trust her intuition.
Okay, because that's kind of what she's going on.
And there's actually science to that. So someone says, my brother is a professor, and he's done a lot of research on women's intuition. It is definitely an innate evolutionary fact that stems from early man. Women had to develop a heightened sense of awareness due to physical danger. So that is something that is in us. Also, someone said, I understand wanting to do War of the Roses, but she needs to drop it and trust him if he sends the roses to her.
Okay, that could be.
That's fair.
And this one says, yep, 9 times out of 10, we are right. I went through it with my ex-husband. I knew he was cheating. I did the same thing by telling him I was meeting. Then I snuck home, and I caught him messing around with a friend's wife. You don't recover from it. My marriage was definitely over.
Oh, my gosh. So she laid a trap and said, I'm going. He thought he had time to himself. Let's find out what happens on. We make the phone call right now to do War of the Roses on KDWB.
We have a dozen long stem romantic roses for you, Robert. We'll send those out this week, actually. We can send them to anyone, anywhere within the country. What I need from you is a first and last name of the recipient, and then we'll grab the address in a second.
Okay. I will, send them to Ellen.
Okay.
And are you able to send them, like, anonymously? Is that possible?
To send them anonymously?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do that for sure.
Okay, cool. Are you're sure, though?
Yes, absolutely. We can make sure we won't have any name to it. We'll just have Ellen's name on there then.
Yeah. I'm going to stop the action right here for a second. I'm going to get a response before we explain to Robert what's going on. I want to get a response from a very quiet Christina right now. Christina, you just heard the name Ellen. Hold on, Robert. I'll be right there. I'll explain what's going on to everything in a second here. What do you want to say, Christina, about the name Ellen?
He's f***ing Ellen? She's our neighbor.
Do you recognize that voice, Robert?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me explain what's going on. Your wife, Christina, had me and Fallon, the two voices that you just heard, call you to say, hey, you want roses? Who do you want to send roses to? Well, the right answer is probably always going to be your wife, but you wanted to send them to Ellen...
Anonymously.
Anonymously. And that's your neighbor, Christina?
Yes, Ellen is our neighbor, and she's also married, and I can't believe that I've been looking her in this. Robert, how could you do this?
All right. First off, whoa, relax.
Wow.
Yeah, so I can't send roses to my friend, our friend. A neighbor? Is that a crime? Did I commit some sort of crime that I'm unaware of?
I would have hoped that you would have sent them to me. I mean, a dozen long stem roses. I think they're pretty romantic.
Okay. Is this leading to something? Is there some sort of detective work that I'm missing? I'm sending roses to...
Well, I mean, you can read between the lines. I mean, Robert, you read between the lines. You want to send roses anonymously to your married neighbor because you can't send roses that say... Hey, have a great day, Kathleen, or whatever her name is, Ellen, sorry.
If she was your friend, then I would be like, hey, enjoy these, Ellen, from your neighbors who love you, Kim and Kath, you know, whatever their names
are. Right?
Okay, well, if you guys want to read between the lines and draw your own conclusions, that's totally fine. So excuse me if I don't want to send, you know, some roses from a bank over to, you know, my wife.
Hey, those roses are decent. They're long stem, damn it.
So,
okay, well, great.
And it's not just the roses. It's not just the roses, but, like, I found that iron supplement pill in the house. Okay. I found the Burt's Bees chapstick.
Oh, boy.
Do you want to tell him about the
spider web? A spider web in the corner? Oh, my God. Maybe I've brought a spider family.
Oh, this guy's pissing me off.
And stuff. Like, I don't understand. So you find some things and you've drawn your own conclusion, and now I'm the bad guy. Yet, you know, there's nothing. I've done nothing wrong.
Well, you did, but it doesn't kind of add up to that, though. You just sent roses to somebody anonymously, and it's your neighbor. Have you seen any evidence? I mean, have you seen any weird glances or, like, touches or hugs or anything with the neighbor, Ellen? Christina, have you seen anything that made you suspect that at all?
I mean, the thing is like he's been cagey about this all along, and he keeps putting it on me and telling me that I'm crazy. But I mean, the fact that he's going to send roses to our neighbor,
like, I'm not here. I'm right here. So, Chris, if you want to talk about
Robert.
This kind of stuff, you and I, yes, we can talk about this. You and I, okay? That's if you have these concerns, why don't you just bring them up to me? Like, yeah, okay, you found
it. Because you lied about them before. Because I think because you lied about it, but then you when you weren't being watched, you didn't lie. And I think that's what War of the Roses is all about. You don't know you're being watched, so then you tell the truth, and then you get busted. But now you're trying to lie your way out of it. Should we tell him about the episode under the stairs?
Okay, no one finds it weird that you guys are doing all this, you know, quote-unquote investigative work instead of just talking to me about it. How about that? How about some decency on my end?
I don't think he needs to know that. No, I'm going to cut him off. I don't think he needs to know that because I feel like that just adds to his fuel and he doesn't need that.
Okay, fair enough.
Honestly.
Okay. So, Christine, I think you found out what you wanted to find out. It depends on whether you want to believe him that you're the one that's wrong. But I'm going to let you decide that on your own. But I, you know, we did everything that we could do on this end. So,
good luck.
Thanks so much. Thanks, guys, just for confirming that I'm not crazy. And I guess we'll talk about this later, Robert.
You need help, Chris. I don't know how much we're going to talk about this. You really do. You really do.
Wow, okay.
I can't believe it.
Wow. Okay.
Whoa, that's
people
real.
Are losing their minds. They're calling him and gaslighting MF-er. I mean, so many times has MF-er been used on text.
Wow.
And he sounds like a narcissist. She should leave him. He's awful. My mind is blown over this guy. He is so guilty. He's making her feel like she's crazy. I hate him. This guy is disgusting. He's mentally abusive. I mean, the list goes on.
My favorite so far, because I thought the exact same thing. He's a lying D-head. Because he really is. That guy is just...
Relax. The moment he said relax, I was like, I'll kill you.
Relax. Good morning, counselor. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Now, before I jump into this, Fallon, I have to say, you know, from my years of therapy, one of the things that I would tell Robert, you never say relax when you're in the middle of an argument. That's not helpful.
Oh, it is.
I got to remember that one.
Okay. Fired up and it wasn't
relax.
Even said to me.
Relax.
Or
yeah,
calm
relax.
Down.
That's never going to lead to anything good.
Family law attorney Jonathan Fogel is on the phone from Fogel Family Law to break it down, War of the Roses. What'd you take away for this week's War of the Roses, John?
Well, look, I mean, you know, people go through great lengths to, you know, find out if their spouse is having an affair or if their ex is acting inappropriately. I have to say I've not heard of the hiding under the stairs until now, but I do see a lot of things. I mean, people installing GPS trackers on their spouse's car, setting up fake Facebook profiles and then friending an ex to try to get them to post inappropriate pictures. I've seen installing spyware on computers or cell phones to track what people are doing. And the thing is, I mean, not only is it inappropriate, it's also can be illegal to do those things. Like, there was a case in Texas where someone was installing spyware on a wife's computer, and they were sentenced to 4 years in jail.
So a husband suspected his wife was cheating. He put spyware on her computer to see what she typed in or where she go, and he was the one that went to jail for it.
Yeah, because it was, the computer wasn't jointly owned. It was owned by her, and it's not legal to put spyware on someone else's computer. Now, there was a case that I had where there was someone that put a GPS tracking device on their car, and because the car was jointly owned, he could do that.
Oh. What about this, though, Jonathan? What if I want to track Fallon and see where she's going, and I'm not married to her, it's just Fallon. I put a GPS tracker on her phone. Is that illegal?
Yes, I think it would be illegal, and Fallon, I would just run the other direction.
Yeah, I was going to say illegal and disappointing. Oh, McDonald's again, then.
But people can tell. Like, there's ways you can tell if someone's tracking you. So I've worked with a lot of investigators, and what they'll say is if you're one of the telltale signs that someone's got a spyware on your phone is if your battery is dying a lot faster than it normally is.
Mine is.
It's creating a backup of what you're doing. Oh. Or if you check your bill and it shows you're using more gigabytes one month, it might be because there's spyware on there that's tracking it and using more gigabytes.
People are like, stop sharing that information.
My gosh, does somebody have to get your phone to put spyware on it, Jonathan? Do you know?
You know, I don't know. I have to say I don't know. I'm glad I don't know enough about how to do that. But from what I hear from the investigators that I talk to, they say it's really easy.
Yeah, in one of the things that's what they have to do. Yeah. They have to steal it.
You can do it in probably 5 minutes. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jonathan, always fun to talk to you. If you want to get a hold of Jonathan, you can call him a divorce attorney. We call him a family law attorney. And if you're getting to the point where you really need to do something about your marriage or relationship, we don't encourage it, but it is a fact of life. Get a hold of Jonathan. He'll walk you through it. He knows exactly what to expect, the timeline, the cost, all that stuff. Get a hold of Jonathan, FogelFamilyLaw.com, and set up a free consultation. It's free for the consultation, right?
It is free for the conversation. I even give that free cup of coffee.
Perfect. Coffee and creamer. Jonathan, thanks. Have a good week. We'll see you next time, okay?
All right. Talk to you guys later.
You bet. FogelFamilyLaw.com.